Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about clearing energetic clutter. Do you feel overwhelmed or spacey a lot? Are you aware of what's skunking up your aura? How can what's in your personal space be affecting you in your life? Learn to clear some energetic clutter in your personal space as we wrap up our month focused on 3 actionable steps to clutter your life. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. I have talked about space clearing before, done a couple episodes on that, I believe. But what about the energy in your aura and the field that surrounds you? Everything's energy. Just like feng shui to clear your space to attract what you desire, you're going to clear the energy in your aura. Louise Hayes would say we have dis-ease and that everything begins with a thought. Might be too woo-woo for some, but I thought it's worth sharing. She has a great little book that if you have an ailment, she relates what's going on and gives you an affirmation. When we clear our personal energetic space, we feel better. It can change our life, just like in feng shui when you move around everything. I was inspired to do today's episode because at the beginning of the year, I did a meditation series with my dear friend, Judy. I've had Judy, if you haven't listened, definitely listen and check out her podcast episodes. I think we have 2 or 3. And it was great because she did a series of 10 and it just reminded me I really had to clear out some gunk in my energetic field. And it was Monday nights. And every time that I did the meditation with her in those 10 weeks, I felt a lot better. And that was I've been on stress since last June. And having that remind me, you know what, you've got to do your daily practice. You've got to clear your energetic field. And so that really was impetus for wanting to do this episode and share a couple things for you to think about. Again, it's just to jumpstart you. I hope that you will research and have fun and learn more and figure out what things work for you. But I have found when I do it, it makes a big difference. Quick actionable tip number 1, ground. Get into your body. It's kind of a good first step. Like I talk a lot when you're overwhelmed, just breathe. Grounding would be another thing to do if you remember in the moment. When we're grounded, we can make changes. It keeps us from getting overwhelmed. There are different ways that you can do this. I think earthing is another term that I've heard used, which to me means the same thing. I was once told, and it makes sense to me, that when you're in a panic, like a panic attack, and you're even really overwhelmed, you leave your body. And so I'm going to share this tip with you right now that someone told, when you just are so overwhelmed, I've had panic attacks before and you can't think. And so if I haven't had one for years, but at the time what someone said is, so I just would say to Tony, hug me, hold me. And what that would do is help get me into my body. Now, if you're by yourself and you don't have someone, grabbing a blanket kind of does the same thing. Wrap yourself like you're giving yourself a hug with a blanket. That is one way that can help calm you down and get you into your body. Now, different things people will tell you different ways to do this. One thing, some people just go outside barefoot and connect to the earth. That's sometimes something that's a really quick, easy way to do it and that people can do. Now, what I do is I imagine a tree trunk, or if I want to be playful, a cat tail. I know you were surprised by that one, but kind of coming from my first chakra, going right down to the center of the earth and connecting like that I am in the center of the earth, and that tree trunk coming from me is tied into the earth, and boy, am I grounded. I am completely in my body when doing that. There are lots of great videos out there on YouTube you can check. I just looked at a few to send to a client. There might be other podcasts that can help you. You can, I'm sure, read a book to support you. but grounding something again, do for free. I encourage you when you wake up every morning to start your day by grounding, or if you're feeling overwhelmed, kind of like to remember to breathe, remember to ground. What one action can you take right now to ground? Quick actionable tip number two, clear your energy. You can go chakra by chakra. You can do your auric field. Remember that it's just everything's energy, but our aura isn't just right up next to us. You have different layers. And so, like, for instance, if you're presenting, you would want your aura to be kind of out there and wide and big. But when you kind of want to be in your space, one thing that I learned all the way years ago is we'll call our aura into 18 inches in front of us. So we're kind of like in this little egg shape. That's how I describe it, of 18 inches to keep close to us. Because remember, if we always have this big energy all the time, then we're going to have a lot of people in our space and in our aura. And so it kind of like 18 inches, you can have your own little space. You can do things. You can still interact with people, but not be overwhelmed. Hopefully that makes sense. When I did the 10-week series with Judy, we did a bunch of different techniques to clear different things. So we cleared all our chakras. We cleared physical, mental, emotional, spiritual layers. We did our consideration channels. We did our analyzer, a bunch of different things that just helped energetically. Because remember, all made of energy. And just like you can get dust, if something sits for a while, your energy field is going to get junked up. Do you wonder about your chakras? Does the energy around you feel stuck, stagnant, or negative? How well are you aware of your intuition and follow its guidance? Have you found yourself taking on other people's feelings, emotions, and more? Ready to clear energetic clutter and have your space, home, mind, and heart feel good? Got Clutter, 365 journal prompt, energetic, supports you in clearing your energy clutter. Free gift with purchase, available at reawakenyourbrilliance.com, Amazon, Google Books, and more. So one technique I use that I'll share is to remove stuck energy for me. So I'll envision, pull my aura in, and I'll envision a big, beautiful white rose, or do whatever color. Sometimes I'm like, I want orange. I want to have a little bit of color in it. So what I'll do is I'll put this rose outside of my aura, and then I will think of, I'll say, turn anyone's energy. Here's one example. Turn anyone's energy that is in my space bright red. And so then what I'll do is I'll ask this big rose outside my aura, just suck it up. And then I'll just suck it up. Actually, I'll bring it closer. I misspoke. I'll bring it in there and just suck within my aura and all the energy. And I'll visualize seeing all this red energy being sucked up by the rose. And then I move the rose outside of my aura, outside of those 18 inches, and I'll put it in another rose. So I'll visualize another rose. And then I put the rose that was used to suck up all the red energy and other people's in a big rose, and then I move it 5 feet away and I blow it up and I visualize fireworks. It's kind of like pew. And then I push it away and it's I say, go reusable energy, go become energy for something else. And I know that might sound totally nuts, but it works. It works for me. Again, if it doesn't work for you, find something that does. But I wanted to give you an example. Maybe you're like, oh, okay, maybe I'll try that. The other thing I do is I visualize my higher self, sovereign self. And I was saying the other day, her hair always looks awesome. She has these beautiful curls and she's always in kind of this Grecian goddess gown. It's absolutely, she's just amazing. And so I'll visualize her holding a big magnet above my head and calling all my energy back. Have I left my energy with someone? Have I left energy at the supermarket when I went shopping? Do I have my energy with the cats? Do I have my energy with Tony? Where is it gone? You listen to how much energy Do you think that I spent with this whole HOA crap and those people? I'm guessing you're going to go with way too much, right? And I did. And so that I remember then I've got a call that I don't want my energy with them. I want all 100% my energy. I want my energy. I want people in my space. Let that go. Call my energy back because then that makes me whole and completed. Have fun with this. Go to YouTube. There are lots of different things. Or create your own. What makes sense to you? What feels good? The reason why I use roses is I was taught that that is the universal symbol of love. And maybe a rose doesn't ring true to you, but maybe a star does. Maybe you feel like, you know, with the stars and the universe and it's connected to universal love and you do the same thing. There is no right or wrong to this. This is something, again, have fun with it, make it creative, especially if it's going to get you to do it every day. You know, one thing I do is I clear my energy between clients. I want to make sure I'm done. I've worked with someone now. I've got to get all my energy back and become clear and reset to support the next person. What one action can you take right now to clear your energy? Quick actionable tip number 3, set your intention. Visualize what you desire to create in life. As I mentioned a moment ago, everything's energy and our minds are incredibly powerful. Think of the placebo effect. So many times we focus on, I want you to start to pay attention throughout the day. Are you focusing on what you desire or what you don't have? You know, one of the reasons it was important to take that step to say, hey, we're moving, is I kept focusing on the fact we don't have a house, we don't have a house, we can't find a house. Well, duh, I'm just creating more of what I don't want. So I encourage you, what are you focusing on throughout the day? Test yourself. And if you don't like what you're focusing on, switch that. How much energy and effort are you spending on what you don't desire? Set your intention. We're going to find a house that's perfect for us. I want something like that that's flexible because it might not look what I expected. You know, we have fairly new construction in the area that I am. And what is new construction in my hometown is what's kind of par for the course here. Like the house we're in, they have a couple, and it just is a small town. They don't have a lot of construction. And so one of the things we're open to as we're talking is maybe we get an older home, and if there's a way we can upgrade it and modernize it. So I keep the intention for me for something like that is broad. You might need to make it a little more focused, but after it, then feel it in your body. Get those emotions, feelings, energy going, oh, it'd be so great to be in my home on the 4th of July. Maybe we sit out on a deck and we see fireworks. We're probably staying in because the cats get scared. What'd it feel like to finally be moved? I feel like, oh, a relief. I feel excitement. Ah, I get to explore my hometown again. Oh, I get to unpack and get settled. Ah, that'll just, wow. The fact of having everything I have in one place. Oh my gosh, it's going to be great. If you desire a romantic partner, how to feel to hug and kiss them, to hold hands. If you're like me and you want a new place to live, how would it feel to be in that space? If you want to paint a painting, how would it feel when it was done? Can you feel how awesome it would be? And your friends and your family admiring your painting and congratulating you on a job well done? Feel it, set the intention to attract the energy after you've cleared yourself and cleared your aura and your chakras and all the good stuff. What one action can you take right now to set an intention? Take actions from today's podcast. Ground and get in your body. Clear the energy in your personal space. Set your intentions for what you desire. Clear the energetic clutter in your personal space. Next month, we're talking about some things I find useful. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. You've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out. Please rate, review, and share us.